Once again, the ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
I'll be your wingman. Even if it means me taking a chubby, I will suck it up.
Well, that's enough family stuff for today.
And now, here are your hosts.
.257 on the ticket. Rich Phillips, James Westling wrapping up our stay here this week at the ticket. Sponsors.
Give me the VIN.com and ET's Market and Bakery.
I don't see anybody over here, so they must be over there.
We are. I'm going to let you guys handle this while Ham resends me Why Today Doesn't Suck, because it is definitely not in my inbox.
Okay.
Yeah, so we can vamp by telling you that we are over there, which is just down the street. We are maybe a half mile from the mothership at the Hooters in the West End.
Ah. Nobody walked.
I did. I found a parking spot right out front, so
I considered it.
I feel real good about it. Yeah, this is the Hooters that almost burned down, and it has undergone renovations, and it's open once again, better than ever.
Was that the site of the Coach Joe show?
Is it?
Is that the almost burned down moment?
No, it almost burned down like 2 years ago.
Oh. Wasn't that the site of the Coach Joe incident? Coach Joe show incident?
Interesting. I don't know. But
it was in the West End.
Has Coach Joe Avezzano, the late great Coach Joe Avezzano, ever done a broadcast from here? I would say
odds are good.
Plus odds. Or minus.
Hey, Ham, you want to hop on the air with us real quick?
Well, he ain't here.
Oh, did you send it? Who's here?
Which means he must be there.
Dylan?
Nope. Yeah, he's not there. Dylan Reed is here.
Oh, Dylan, did you send it to my, like, Cumulus email?
You know, I did not. I built everything here. I assumed Ham is putting it together.
Oh, no one sent it to me.
So it does not exist.
It literally is not a segment. Okay. Huh.
Well, today's June 24th, so what do you guys got coming up on your show?
That's a real problem.
Man,
if nobody sent anything.
That is some poor communication, and that is a giant crack that things have fallen into.
Who do we blame?
Everyone.
So, Dylan, you thought Ham, who already worked today, would be sending this my way, or whatever producers that there were?
That was my impression.
Okay.
And who gave you that impression?
Sod?
Not Sod. That is not on Sod.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to pass the buck, go ahead.
No, this isn't whip. I'm not passing the buck.
Is this in any way a learning experience that we could all get better from?
Well,
you know what they say about making assumptions.
Isn't this really, at the heart of it all, DJ's fault?
Yeah, it all goes
the
back
only
to
one
DJ.
Who's like
that
a,
I can get behind.
Who's like a regular on all the show, like the one guy that's left that's like in his normal spot, you would think that DJ would have this covered. So let's blame DJ.
Well, today is June 24th.
Oh.
2026. And we could at least do famous birthdays.
I'm here for it.
Do you have in your email P1 birthdays? I know I saw a couple.
You guys look for the P1 birthdays.
All right.
I will tell you that today is the 39th birthday of the one true GOAT, Lionel Messi.
Wow.
That's right, guys. He is celebrating his birthday in Dallas, Texas. Did he ever imagine? I guess I should ask the question, if you play here on Monday and play here again on Saturday, is there any chance you're just in DFW all week? Surely they went back to their team headquarters.
I guess,
right?
Say, don't they have a training site somewhere?
And where would that be? Does anybody have the Google to see where Argentina's headquarters? Are they like in Kansas City-ish?
So, I think so. Initially, that's definitely where they were.
Yes, it's KC.
Because all of my college baseball friends ran into them in the Kansas City airport on the way to Omaha. Like, yo, Messi, what's up?
So we just worked in Sooner Baseball into a question about where Argentina's headquarters is.
Just to verify.
So he may be celebrating his birthday with Pat Mahomes today.
Quite possibly.
Could be.
Okay. Well, there you go. Lionel Messi will be playing his first game post 39th birthday in Dallas on Saturday night when he probably doesn't actually play.
Okay, so P1 birthdays. We have a couple.
And I want people to know there will be more famous birthdays in a moment.
Yeah.
And I have this day in history.
Oh, look out.
Even better.
Teamwork.
Produce it on the fly.
This Somebody is from Matthew. To. Wanted to shout out my girl, Ellie Valdi Philpott. She's the largest and deepest V1 I know. That's weird.
Oh, dear. Easy now.
Her leader is the snake, of course, and she's celebrating topless on the beach today. If you're lucky, she might dump jugs and send you pics.
Dump jugs.
What does that even mean?
That means they're floppers.
No, Dave. Anyway, happy birthday to Ellie Valdi Philpott. Now, you do some birthdays, Bob, and I'm going to get back to the
Isn't
other ones.
Isn't she also the shortstop of the Reds?
Yeah. I'm going to agree with you.
Bob, I have a birthday.
Ella Della Philpott.
God.
Yes, Dave?
Today is the birthday of none other than Fight Night ref Lawrence Cole.
Indeed. Professional referee.
Boy, and a guy that's worked with Rich Phillips now for what feels like 25 years.
Something like that.
That's
He's great. Awesome.
Two
He's
peas
a legend.
In a pod.
Man, that is awesome. And he has just been inducted into the Texas Boxing Hall of Fame. Did you know that?
I do now.
Lawrence Cole.
Pretty badass.
Long overdue, in my opinion.
The distinguished Lawrence Cole. Well, let's get back to birthdays, guys, unless you want to do today in history.
This is already messed up enough. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I've been trying, man, and it's a mess.
Well, Lionel Messi's still 39, but he is joined by the great Mindy Kaling, who is 47.
Love The him. Office.
Mm-hmm.
Diego Alves is 41, if we're just going to do all soccer birthdays. Corby's guy, Lil Drip, is 32.
Oh, I love Lil Drip.
Mozzie is also 39, if you just want all rappers. Dookie is 30. Apparently also a rapper. J.J. Redick is 42.
Whoa.
And still not fired.
Wow.
Darwin Nunez is 27, the Liverpool great. Let's see. Oh, I believe he is no longer with us, but this would have been the birthday of Tommy Tiny Lister.
Tommy Tiny Lister.
You may know him as Debo from Friday.
Oh, yeah, Debo's checked out.
What do you think of that, James?
Huge, just huge, massive.
Let's get a little more from you, huh?
Yeah, I heard about your near accident yesterday, which
yeah,
that is
I
a,
know.
Like...
What if I would have died listening to you?
Oh, God. Wouldn't want to go out any other way.
Because they're just trying to revive me,
but
and there you are playing in the background.
Is that
smegma?
You unlocked a top five fear, which is sitting in traffic, and the person behind me is on their phone, not paying attention, and they slam right into me.
That's right.
Why do you think I got a new shoulder?
It's bad.
It's like a final destination
move. It's exactly what happened to me.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So, I'll be real honest with you guys. Now, that birthday list is pretty much out, so let's continue here on this other one, but we only have year of birth.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to do math.
Have to calculate for me, okay?
Yeah.
John Tortorella, who I believe just nearly won a Stanley Cup and then did not retain his job, was born in 1958.
Okay, so that's pretty easy.
68?
68.
Oh, we have to say it after we say it was pretty easy?
Bernie Nichols, who I think once scored 60 in the show, is a 1961 baby.
So that makes him 65.
Yep.
The great Preki was born in 1963.
Preki.
Did Preki play here? No, he was.
No.
Was he Kansas City's?
I believe so. He's 63.
Yeah.
Gary Suter, if he was still alive, was born in 1964. Yeah.
62.
Bob Suter died. Gary Suter's alive. He is 62 today, guys.
Okay.
Uwe Krupp.
Oh, man.
Well, you're going down all the hockey guys, huh?
I thought you were going Uwe Von Schaumann.
I thought he was going Uwe Blob.
I think I must just have the hockey setting on here, Rich.
We had soccer earlier.
Oh, look at this. Ala Abdelnaby.
Oh, wow.
Is born in 1968.
My favorite Abdelnaby of all time.
Did he have a swim through here?
Yes.
Ala Abdelnaby was a Mav?
I thought
Hold
so.
On. No, he was a Buck. I'm sorry. Okay, the other part of my brain was working. But Duke's own. And until Mo Salah existed, the finest Egyptian athlete I was aware of.
Oh.
Yuri Letnin, 1973.
Now that is greatness.
That truly is greatness.
Solid.
Selke Trophy winner.
All right, one more birthday from the P1 ranks. Hola, Senor Bob y Serpentine Resbaladiza. Today is my 37th birthday. Although not woken up in that special way, I fully intend on spelunking my wife Brittany's, you know what.
Jeez.
My leaders are the vastly underrated Davey, Simple Corby, Sports Term, and 500-pound Sophia Vergara eating floor cake in the Cumulus cage. It would make my birthday if I could hear from Gandhi and or a Sturmgasm. Love you all forever. Stay hard. Colin in Frisco. Our old buddy Colin.
Wow.
Colin, be very, very careful spelunking in your West Chasm.
Did you just go to the dentist or something, Gandhi?
No.
That's how I talk. I don't understand. But the problem is Mr. Bob Starber.
The great Luis Garcia, who once knocked Chelsea out of the Champions League, was born in 1978. Little bubble voice there. Not sure what that's all about. The great Minka Kelly is having a birthday today. She is now 46.
I bet she's still pretty hot.
What's life like post Friday Night Lights and post Derek Jeter?
Probably okay. Probably got a nice payout.
Yeah, she got a nice gift basket on the way out.
And let's see, anybody else you guys want me to mention on here? Hold on, let me browse briefly.
Dave, get ready for today in history.
I'm ready.
Go.
Rich.
Yeah, it's still Dookie's birthday, I see.
Today in 1717, the very first Masonic Grand Lodge was formed in London.
Look at that.
Mm. Wow. Are you still a secret Mason?
I am still a Mason. I am
not a secret.
I'm not active.
You just tell everybody.
They didn't let you out? They didn't kick you out when you broke your femur?
No. I am a lifetime member of my lodge, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Wow.
Have you ascended to any massive office we need to know about?
No. I've not been active for many years.
That's okay.
No gowns?
Whoa.
There were no gowns.
Oh, what? I thought you said downs. I was like, well, maybe they...
What is that?
They let in everyone. I don't know, Bob. Jeez.
What do you mean they let in everyone?
I was trying to cover for Bob, keep his
job.
No,
you were trying to cover for yourself. Mister.
Today in 1812, Napoleon's Grand Army invades Russia.
Don't think that Dookie's birthday means you can say anything that pops in your head.
In 1982, the garment workers' strike begins in Chinatown in New York City.
Hmm.
So all of these Asian American women packed up and went on strike.
Uh-huh.
In 1993, the Unabomber mailed a bomb injuring a professor at Yale.
Wow.
In 1997...
That guy was kind of mean. I'm anti-Unabomber. I just want to say that.
Thanks.
Thank you for taking a bold stand.
In 1997, Disney pulled from shelves the brand new Insane Clown Posse album on its release day.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That was a Disney release?
Well, it was a Disney subsidiary, the label that they had signed to.
Huh. Wow. Never would have guessed.
And in 2021, 98 people died in Surfside, Florida near Miami when a condo collapsed.
Oh, yeah. That's scary.
That was scary. It just pancaked down onto itself.
Mm.
Yeah, that doesn't seem That seems unfun.
I'm also anti-buildings that collapse.
Is that your third plank in your platform?
When another people are inside.
Everybody's going to vote for you with that platform.
Good.
What was yesterday?
Well, this guy's covered all his bases.
You were against data breaches.
Yeah, data breaches. What did we do yesterday?
God, I can't remember.
Can't either.
You got to write your platform down.
I know. I got a lot of things I got to cover.
That's why today doesn't suck.
Well, there you go.
All right.
You guys are not back tomorrow, are you?
We're not.
Nope.
We're
end of an era.
Flying the coop. You're going to get Norm and Elf tomorrow.
Elf.
And maybe we'll have
speaking of boxing Hall of Famers.
Pre-prepared and pre-produced.
Maybe. Yeah. You're going to have another guy with a walker in here, too. We're keeping the string going.
That's true. You don't need to be compared to him, though. Remember that.
No. I think I'm back, though, with Bob and Davey in a few weeks, aren't I?
I think
it's me and Lando and you.
Okay. All right.
As they assemble a dream team on the fly.
I'm telling you, it's going to be a party.
It will be.
We look forward to it.
All right, boys. All right. We'll see you soon.
See you later.
There they go. That's why today doesn't suck.
Shut it down. Let's go.
This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket, broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership, KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus Media Station.